The Florida Prison Agency is requesting funding for four major issues. As in years past, maintenance and repair continues to be a huge priority. $35 million will go toward facility repair and renovation.
The department has the state's largest facility portfolio, spanning over 40,000 buildings and 20 million square feet of space. This request will allow us to replace over 80 buildings and 9 perimeter systems that are all more than 30 years old.
Kim Banks is the chief financial officer for the Florida Department of Corrections. She says other funding priorities include enhancing the mental health treatment of inmates as well as money to replace vehicles.
The department is requesting $4 million to continue replacing vehicles in our aging fleet. Currently, more than 75% of the department's fleet is eligible for disposal. This request will allow us to replace 153 vehicles, including transport vans and buses.
But the agency's most major concern is taking care of the ongoing problem of understaffing.
Our top priority this year is to hire and maintain critical staffing levels and to reduce certified staff turnover. We're requesting to do this through a three-tiered targeted approach that includes raising the base rate of pay for correctional officers and correctional probation officers, implementing a hiring bonus at high vacancy institutions, and raising the base rate of pay for our certified mental health correctional officers.
That's a nice start.
That's Matt Puckett, the executive director of the Florida Police Benevolent Association. His union just won back the right to represent the state's thousands of correctional officers and probation officers. They'd lost that right to the Teamsters Union in 2011. Puckett says more should be done to retain the officers.
The only thing that we would like to see added into that, and we believe we can work with the secretary and the department management, we'd like to see an across-the-board raise. And we'd like to see some money given to officers who have been there for a while, some veteran officers. You know, it's one thing to raise the base pay. It's one thing to focus on officers in particular facilities. But you should also reward officers who've been doing a good job, have kept their nose clean, and have been loyal to the department.
Still, Puckett says he is encouraged by the department's other requests to continue facility repairs and replace the inmate transport vehicles.
Both of those are important topics. The vehicles, that tends to affect the probation staff a lot more. They are in vehicles that have high mileage. A lot of them break down. So you have a dangerous situation for probation officers with the aging of the fleet.
Puckett says his union also wants to place an emphasis on the good work correctional officers have done rather than what he calls the, quote, inexcusable behavior of others. He's referring to high-profile incidents involving officer misconduct that includes inmate abuse allegations and deaths.
You know, the Department of Corrections has had a really bad rap for the last 5 years. Unfortunately, less than a percentage of the officers get into trouble, and that kind of gives the whole department a black eye. And we hope we can turn that negative perception into a positive, because they're doing some really good work. They're doing it for very low pay. They're working long hours, and they're keeping us safe. And that's important to remember and to remind the public.
And he adds the FPBA is looking forward to working with the new Florida House and Senate leadership to remind them of the importance of correctional officers and meet all their legislative goals. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.